My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Okay, so this morning news, that tragic news, that Johnny Gaudreau from the Columbus Blue Jackets, Johnny Hockey, killed.
Great hockey player.
At the age of 31 last night while biking. Him and his brother were in New Jersey. They were, apparently that's their hometown or near their hometown where they were biking. They were back for their sister's wedding, which was scheduled for today. Johnny and his brother, I believe his name is Matthew, were killed last night by a drunk driver. They were groomsmen in their sister's wedding today. And, you know, it's so incredibly cruel and unfair. The driver is suspected to have been drunk. I read some details. It's hard to describe. But the driver approached, and there were two slower cars in front of him, a sedan and an SUV. I believe this SUV was in front. It sounds like they were going slow because the SUV had gotten to the two bikers. So the drunk driver in a Jeep Cherokee started to pass, and it was a two-lane road. So he pulled into the southbound lane. So they're going north. He's third in line. He pulls around the sedan in front of him just as the SUV doesn't swerve, but starts to move over towards the southbound lanes to get around the bikers.
To allow room for the bikers, yes. So that they can get past them.
So the guy in front of in the very front in this SUV moves over, according to the description, also into the southbound lanes. There's no oncoming traffic, but he does so to get around the two bikers, Johnny Gaudreau and his brother. The drunk driver in the SUV approaches and then swerves back to the right to try and pass him on the right. And that's when he hit Johnny and his brother. You just go back to the well about driving while intoxicated. And, you know, it's interesting growing up, watching my kids grow up in the world of Uber and the attention that's brought to this. I shouldn't say it's not on the radar, but they've grown up in a world where this is just something they don't seem to even consider. Like, it's so normal for them to catch Ubers or to have somebody that is a designated driver that's their normal.
Which is great.
Yes. But my God, it's totally senseless. Incredibly tragic. I mean, this is incredibly tragic. And I think of that organization. Remember the goalie that died in the firework accident here a couple years ago?
Yep.
I mean, the whole hockey world is mourning, but I think even the people who aren't. Yeah, I mean, you can't believe this.
Well, when you add the details that they were in town for their sister's wedding.
Yeah.
it just, I mean, it adds to the another level of the tragedy. It's just, it's so brutal. I mean, I can't even imagine preparing for a wedding and now you have to start planning for a funeral.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. And, yeah, heart goes out to the entire hockey world about this. This is, it's so awful. And when you hear drunk driving, it's senseless. I get so nervous when I'm driving a car, sober, by the way, and there's a just bikers on the road. There's an ongoing joke that I don't like bikers, right? And I really don't. But one of the reasons why is because me as a driver, I'm nervous that I'm not giving them enough room. And I get nervous because their space on the road cramps my space, and I want to be respectful of them. But when you get into high traffic situations and you're going to try to move around them and you have to watch for oncoming traffic and all this, it's just, this adds to my own anxiety about it. I feel terrible. This is awful.
Yeah, I'm a biker. And I have a mountain bike. I actually ride on the roads more than I do the trails. And it's only because to mountain bike, I got to load the bike up, drive to a place, you know, take it off the bike rack and, you know, ride it and then drive home. So it's usually going to be a couple hours and I still do it. Don't get me wrong. But more frequently, I'm like, I just want to get a sweat on. Let me go hop on my bike and I'll ride around town. But I don't worry about drunk drivers. I worry about people on their phones. You know, every morning on my commute to work, I'm amazed at how many people are on their phones. I was driving home yesterday and it just so happened, not yesterday, sorry. It was either earlier this week or late last week. I don't remember the day. It's irrelevant, but I'm driving home and I approach a car that is swerving all over the place. And when I get up to him, he's got his phone like in front of his face. And it just so happened that guy was going the same route I was going, which was about 20 miles. The entire 20 miles, he was swerving. I kept seeing him. He was speeding up, slowing down, swerving. He passed me, still had his phone out in front of him. I passed him because he slowed down. He still had his phone out in front of him. And it just blew my mind that somebody was that careless and selfish to be holding onto their phone for that entire time. When I exited the highway, I could still see him and he was still swerving and into and out of lanes. And I thought, he's perfectly comfortable. He has no idea what a danger he is. He thinks he can do this. He has no idea what a danger is. And that's what I worry about. And I don't feel safe riding on roads. But I mean, it's not, they didn't do anything wrong. Johnny Gaudreau.
No, not at all. Not at all.
It's just horribly, horribly tragic. And it's hard to imagine how the family processes that. I guess he has two young kids too. I mean,
It just gets worse and worse.
It's one of the worst stories ever. And Johnny Hockey, man,
he was amazing when he was in Calgary and they were hoping for big things in Columbus.
Yep. So again, our condolences and thoughts and prayers. This is awful. This is just awful.
Yeah. I saw the story this morning when I woke up and started doing some prep work for the show. And I'm like, what? I'm sorry. What was that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was on the front page of ESPN. I saw there was a hockey player there and I didn't look at the headline yet. I'm like, I'll get to that in a second. Was there a big trade or something? And then, and I came back to it and was just absolutely stunned. Absolutely stunned.
Yeah.
Horrible news to start the day.
Yep. Well, the driver, by the way, his name is Sean Higgins. It is not that Sean Higgins that played basketball in Michigan, just so people know. When that comes out, just to clarify, that is not the same guy. 248-539-9797. Coming up, we'll get to some college football stuff with Michigan and Michigan State opening their seasons. Phone calls, feedback, Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.